So here we go. Here's the continuation of my education series. And I'm trying to provide this broken down in a such a way where I don't seem too condescending, in such a way where I could help people. And that's something I've been learning lately from the people that I'm meeting, people around me. I meet, I'm learning to help people more. I got away from that, and by getting away from that, I really kind of like did some things that weren't that good. So now I'm trying to get back. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some things I'm working on, and I hope some of you all give me some feedback on this, because I don't need this to be 100%, skewed in one way towards the evidence or the things that I'm talking about. So I'm going to provide you right now an important part of a giant puzzle that is constantly being re-edited, and it's why. But let me give you first a background. There are 19,000 tablets that contain Sumerian history. There's no way, with my limited ability to read and understand Sumerian language, realize this is 256 characters. So just trying to break that down requires somebody of extreme intelligence. And I am above average, but I'm not of extreme intelligence. And let me back up to understand it fully. The new information that's been coming out will blow your mind away. I suggest people read it. Now, the course syllabus that I best or that I feel is best would be the Oxford Sumerian lexicons or research pieces that are provided by Oxford University. And for those of you who don't know, that's in Great Britain. Now, the reason I say this is because it contains a lot of the work of Irving Finkel. And I really suggest that you who are interested in Arsurism do some research and include researching what Irwin Finkel tells us about the entire world of what's going on in the Sumerian research aspect. Now, you could say, why does this interest me? It should interest you. What's going on in Sumeria is very similar to what's going on now. You've just got to crisscross all of the stories and figure it out. It also tells you what was told to the people by a god, many gods and goddesses, before the God of Abraham. That is the key. Anything you can learn before the God of Abraham, before the Bible, before the Torah, before the Quran, is going to help you. Even as a witch or warlock, whatever, if you can discover magic before that period, it is less covered in Abrahamic ideas. Enlil, the slave god, his brother is magically stronger. We see this story lay out almost like a superhero novel where Thor and Loki, but again, they're unrelated, but we see the story, the god of magic, the god of mischief, etc. And again, that tells a story that skews that story with Loki. But getting back to our story, the important story, we've got Enki, who is the god of magic, granting the power to the serpent god, to the wisdom god, Ningxeta. And Ningxeta is later evolved into, keep in mind, later into Serpent Zeta. This is according to Dr. Black now and Dr. Goldstein. So I'm quoting academia here. and later morphs into Satan. But there's plenty of other morphs that are along the way. And who is Satan? Number one, Satan is viewed and is more a Hebrew name for an adversarial person in their realm. Now, in our realm, Serpent Zeta is mentioned in early texts, but Serpent Zeta is Ningashida, many, many different variations of its spelling and pronunciation. However, he is not the son of Enki, so he cannot be compared to like Jesus Christ or anything like that. The God of Abraham's son, on the other hand, is a war god. Again, no comparative to Jesus here. Jesus is some construct made up by Christianity again, just like Lucifer. But anyway, going back to the story, we've got the two brothers. The one brother decides that he doesn't like humans. This is the God of Abraham now. Christians, Muslims, Jews, this is your God. He says, you know what, I'm going to cause a flood. And Enki warns Zarathustra to build an ark. Wow, wait a minute. I thought that came from the Old Testament. No, that comes from Sumeria, not from the New Testament, not from Hebrew, not from the Jew, not from the Muslim, and not from the Christian. Why is that? Well, history wrote it out. But let's go back to the reason I'm going to talk about this here. So Enki warns the gentleman to build the ark. So he builds the ark. Meanwhile, Enki and Ninhursag, his new wife, who used to be Enlil's wife, and Ningashida become creators. They create modern man and modern woman. So we are here today because of two gods and one goddess. We're not here because of the God of Abraham, because they'll tell you their story is 5,000 years old or whatever. I'm talking 30,000 plus years old. We're talking way, the story, the entire storyline is older than any of the God of Abraham's information. Why did the God of Abraham become so strong? It's simple. He placed his son into power. And Enki's son, she is not Enki's son, Enki's son Marduk rebelled against his father, just as Enki rebelled against his father. So we see the splitting off of the family, but that's a whole other story. But the big key behind this is most of the New Age, most of the occult, lies in the hands of the God of Abraham and his son, Ninurta. They have controlled most of what's going on. Arsurism, which is my path, or many of you's path, is running towards Enki, Ninhursag, Ningashida, and the pre-slave gods theology. Did the slave god say much? The slave god also said plenty. He admitted to what he was all about. He showed people what he was all about. But he also created some things that allowed him to flourish. Enki was basically, I guess, kind of like silenced by the council of the gods and because of his attempt on the life of his father. So he was kind of like removed from a power role. So he didn't get the credit for the creation. The God of Abraham got the credit for the creation, which is really messed up. And you can find what I'm talking about here all in history, okay? But Ninhursag also left a warning that this would never occur, that there would be no great flood again. And I think it's funny because they don't mention that in the God of Abraham's ideas, that there would be no great flood again. Ninhursag said, In her own words, she would destroy any god or goddess. And trust me, she's the most feared goddess of all. Anyone who attempted to re-damage or hurt the modern man, modern woman creation that she created with Enki and Nagashita. So if you remember that, you got to go back to before Abraham to really learn what the right way is. And the right way is a deliverance, a freedom for you as an individual. And that freedom is something that I enjoy. Is it going to win me the lottery someday? Probably not. However, it does provide me bountiful power through my spirituality. Now, our deity or Arsurism's deity set, the three, are so powerful because we enhance them. And there's a lot of people in the world that don't get it. They don't understand. It's okay. They can trot off to the world of Enlil. But realize this, in the end, Enki will win. But not as a single person. He will win with his wife in Hersag. And also Nagashita. And I'm going to explain a little bit more of the Nagashita story. So that way you all can get pretty much going on the same research direction and kind of get an idea here what's going on with Arsurism. But I'm going to leave that for my next podcast. I'm going to talk a little bit more. I'm going to fire off a bunch of these in the days ahead. But keep in mind, I keep these things usually under 20 minutes. There's a reason. That way you don't have to listen over. You can listen, pick up the information, do a little research, and move forward. But I want you to do a little research into Enki, the Hersag and Nagashita, and the God of Abraham, and see who most fits your personality. You want to be either with the slave God or the God of Freedom. The God of Freedom offers you not the winning lottery tickets, doesn't give you, you don't sell your soul to him or her. It doesn't do nothing but give you that spiritual connection in a positive direction versus a negative direction. It gives you freedom.